Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
Dirty 30.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquee Davis. And unless you have been living under a rock, yes, I know I said it a lot, this week has been one of those weird news cycles. Well, not really weird. It was a really crazy news cycle with Hurricane Harvey, a wardrobe malfunction, well, not malfunction, mishap, North Korea, yes, North Korea, the United States Pope, Joel Osteen. I call him the United States Pope. He has the biggest church in the United States, so why not call him the Pope of the United States, huh? I might offend some people, but I don't care. And also, we had a nurse get arrested. I mean, I know what happened in July if you read the news and, you know, the real news and not the fake news. But, you know, that happened, and we found out about things this week. So, without further ado, let's hit some headlines. So, this first article comes from NBCNews.com. Hi, I'm Walter Cronkite. That's the best Walter Cronkite I can do. I'm sorry, people. It states that the Utah nurse arrested for refusing to give patient's blood to police. Let's see. So, this nurse, Alex Wobles, or Wobels, Wobels, W-B-B-E-L-S, Wobbles, 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 a University of Utah hospital nurse and a former Olympic athlete. Wow. And the Salt Lake City Utah mayor has said that they accepted the apology from the police officers. Well, here go the story. Here we go. Let's not start there. I don't know why would the news article start there. Whatever. Okay, so this happened around July. July 26th, it was a car accident, a high-speed chase, actually, where the guy who was trying to get away from the police officers ran into a semi-tractor trailer, and he killed himself, and he severely injured the driver of the semi-truck, who I read in some reports that he was an off-duty police officer. I'm not really sure. But so when they brought him to the hospital for, you know, the procedures to help bring him back to life and bring him out of the coma, I believe he was in, because he did suffer a lot of burns and things of that nature and broken bones after the car crash. I saw the video. That car crash is horrendous. But she refused. The police officer, the detective at the time, still on active duty as a detective. He's just off of the blood draw program. Wanted to get the blood from the semi-truck driver to just make sure that he didn't have anything in his system. It wasn't to harm him. You know, it was just to just clear his name that he wasn't driving impaired while this happened. Well, according to the policies of the hospital, the nurse wasn't able to give him the blood sample unless they had a warrant, unless he was under arrest, or unless he consented. He couldn't consent because he was, guess what, unconscious. He wasn't under arrest because he did nothing wrong, okay? And they couldn't get a warrant for his blood because, again, he did nothing wrong. I mean, come on. But the detective arrested her for obstruction of justice or interfering with their investigation. Now, I've read a lot of opinions about this online on some of the Facebook comments and some of the blogs on Reddit about this. And a lot of people are siding with the police officer. A lot of people are siding with the nurse. But I don't care if you like it or not, but I'm going to side with the nurse, okay? And the reason I'm going to side with the nurse is because of patient confidentiality, and you want to make sure that the nurses and people in your hospital are taking care of the patient, all right? According to her policies, which she did have her supervisor there and other hospital employees that were there, like other nurses and stuff, that you know, was right behind her telling her that she could not take this blood without those three things or one of those three things happening: a warrant, consent, or the person was under arrest. So I am siding with the nurse here. They arrested her. The charges were eventually dropped, But I believe this is like a little man syndrome. I know I read in another report that the detective was ordered by his sergeant, I guess, or whoever was in charge of him, that if she did not give him the blood, to arrest her. So you can just say that he was just following orders. But again, if you were in the military, you know, saying I was just following orders does not keep you out of Leavenworth. It does not keep you from getting UCMJ'd. Okay? Everybody gets UCMJ'd. Everybody. You get a UCMJ. You get a UCMJ. Everybody gets a UCMJ. Oh. That's my best Oprah impression that I can do. So, I mean, if you have time, go check out the many articles that are written about this and watch the video for yourself and you come up to your own conclusion. You do not have to use the opinion of Marquis Davis here from the Marquis Dirty 30. You do not. No, that is not a prerequisite for listening to this show. The only prerequisite for listening to the show is have ears, because there are no subtitles in radio. I do apologize for that hearing impaired people, but there are no subtitles, and I'm sorry, I can't transcribe anything I'm saying because I'm just making it up as I go. So, well, let's see what we got next. Hurricane Harvey. Now, Hurricane Harvey has devastated Houston. A couple of NCO friends of mine, well, one that I know of in particular, a couple of others I have seen posting stuff recently that are down in Houston, took their boat, their actual own personal fishing boat, and were helping to rescue people from their homes trapped by the floods. I'm going to say his name, Sergeant Roach. One of my friends, an NCO, one of my old NCOs, you know, he's a friend of mine's. On my Facebook, he's a friend. He was out there on his boat helping people. Him and a couple of his buddies were helping people in Houston. And I applaud that. I applaud that 110%. What I do not applaud, though, is the way the news portrayed the president and his wife as they came into Houston to survey it, to see what was going on, to be the presence on the ground, to be that leadership on the ground that we expect our presidents to do after a natural disaster in any area of the country. Now, talking about Melania's high heels and her stilettos, and the hat that she wore was a FLOTUS hat that was black, and President Trump decided to wear a white USA hat. I have no idea why he would decide to do that. Probably because he is the president of the United States. Like it or not, that's his title. He won the election fair and square, and that is, well, hold on, let me back up. I don't know, the Russians might have, well, let's not go there. Let's not go there. But he is the president of the United States. That is one of his duties as the president, to go and see what is going on in his country that he is in charge of, that he is the leader of, to be that leadership present, to talk to the governor and the mayors of those cities, the city councilmen of those cities, and see what can we do as the federal government, because the president is in charge of the federal government. As the federal government, what can we do to help you guys? What assets can I move in from my federal side, CIA, FBI, NCIS, Law and Order, SVU, you know, the federal side? What can I do to bring and come down here to Houston to help you guys after the waters have receded? That's what he's supposed to do. So why are you upset that she wore stilettos? I mean, she was a former fashion model. I've seen her hoo-ha and her ha-has, you know. She does have great fashion sense. You know, I've seen some pictures of her, like when she was with the Pope, when they met the Pope. That was a beautiful dress she had on, even though, you know, the veil was kind of creepy. But it was a beautiful dress, you know. The First Lady of the United States has fashion sense. The last one did too. Michelle Obama had fashion sense. Don't argue with me about this. She might not have been the prettiest of ladies in the world, Michelle Obama, but she could dress. Her dresses were immaculate and beautiful. Let's move on. This isn't a fashion show. This is not a fashion show. We're not talking about fashion here. No. We're talking about current events. This is what we do on the Marquis Dirty 30. We talk about current events, and we try to grasp what people are thinking about these current events from my perspective. You guys do understand I sit here and talk to myself for 30 minutes to entertain you guys and get your opinions on thing in the chat or via email, because this is the Marquis Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquis Davis, and I want to move on now to, let's go to Pastor Joel Osteen. Live your best life. Hey, friends, this is Pastor Joel Osteen. And I just want you guys to know that the city of Houston did not ask me to be a shelter during this this catastrophe that we have down here after Hurricane Harvey. Now, Twitter and the social media blew up when they found it at Pastor Joel Osteen's church in Houston, the mega church. It seats around, I don't know, a couple thousand, 100,000, I guess. I don't know. It seats a lot, 40, 50,000 people. And one of the biggest, if not the biggest mega church in the United States, and his church is filled every Sunday. Okay? Now, I've seen a lot of people lambasting him and calling and saying that a man of God should not have to be asked if he should open up his doors to help people. But then I also read on a lot of sites and forums and comments that just to even get to his church, you have to take certain highways, okay? And most of those highways were flooded. Okay, that's one thing, okay? You have to get to the church first in order to send people there. And a lot of the people that I've read comments on, again, were saying that when they rescued someone from their house, they were just taking them to a dry area outside of the neighborhood. They weren't taking them all the way to a, you know, a safe haven or a shelter. No, they were just taking them to a local spot outside of the neighborhood that wasn't as bad so that they could continue the journey on their own. They weren't going and taking people to and from shelters. Also, let's think of the logistics of this, you know, okay? So you have a church that is huge, seats around 40 to 50,000 people every Sunday. Well, every Sunday, you also have people there at the church to help seat those people, to help count the numbers, to help, you know, keep order. You have security at the church, you know. You have a lot of people that help make the church go every Sunday. Pastor Joel Osteen does not just go and open the door and say, come on in, everybody. Just have your way. No, they have people there that organizes this, okay? Then think about shelters as well after an event. Let's look at Katrina. Let's look at Hurricane Katrina. When they used the Superdome, okay, as a shelter, it just ran crazy. I've heard horror stories of rapes, of people getting killed, of stealing, fights that happened in the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina. Now, you have a huge church, which is, you know, like a mega dome itself. You want to make sure you maintain order. I was talking to Bonerwood, and I was telling him, you know, if it was me, I want to make sure that I have people there who are ensuring that the people that are coming in are getting nice warm baths, getting a hot meal, have their own assigned little, you know, cot or inflatable mattress, just so that they can feel at home. Also want to have people that can help them with the FEMA relief, okay? Filling out the necessary paperwork to ensure that whatever was destroyed during this is recuperated by, you know, from the federal government. I mean, I know people say, oh, we should have a smaller government. They shouldn't be doing stuff like this. But at this time, I mean, who really, you know, been through a natural disaster like this and you lost everything? Everything. How are you then supposed to try to tell these people that, you know, well, I don't know how you're going to get it back? That's what I would do. As the pastor of that church, I would have people there that could help these people that have been affected by Hurricane Harvey figure out a way, whether it's through FEMA or any organization like Red Cross or any other organization. I can't think of one right now. But any other organization and what paperwork they need to fill out in order to ensure that they get the property back that they lost. You know, or start the process to get it back. And I know they would probably have to go to the house, go to the home, you know, look at the value via the records at the city hall, things of that nature. You know, I know there's a lot of minute things that go on, but you still, I would be that, you know, I would be there to help them, not personally, but I would have people there to help them as a, you know, mega church pastor. I mean, come on now. Let's be realistic here about this. We just automatically assume because he is the pastor of this huge church, his doors were already open and that he should have, you know, had everyone there and just come on in, everybody, come on in. This is your best day ever. I know you just lost everything, but I'm Joel Osteen. I'm smiling from ear to ear. And I just want you to come on into my big old church here and just make yourself at home. Just take whatever you want to. Just sleep wherever you want to. Just make yourself at home. No. He wanted them to be in accordance and to have a type of, you know, order going on. Think about the military life, okay? We're veterans listening to the show right now. We're veterans. Do you just go into a situation or an operation blindfolded without a plan beforehand? No. I remember plenty of convoy briefs that we would have to do. All of the convoy briefs that we had to do. All of the intelligence brief that we had to do before we went out on a mission. You know, all of the, this route is black, this route is red, this route is yellow. When you get there, expect this, that, and the other. Okay? And I know some of you guys who have deployed, you have heard those same exact conversations. So why would you expect a church, a mega church or not, even a small church that can only seat 50 people, why would you expect them to just have their doors open, accepting everyone without having a plan first? Why? You know, I mean, how about the people who are staying on the outskirts of where the storm hit and are not flooded? Are they opening up their doors and just letting people in? No, I don't think too many of them are. How about the prices down there in Houston? We've seen price gouging, and I've seen someone on Facebook say it's not price gouging. It's because of supply and demand. You know, where there's a demand and there's a limited supply, they just increase the prices. The price of clean water for people who don't have water? Come on. Come on. And I know someone in chat's probably going to make a joke about there's plenty of water down there. Look at all the water that the hurricane brought. DV Hawks, you might say something like that. But it is price gouging that was going on. A bottle of water, you know, $10. I was reading about Best Buy. They were selling cases of water. Since they normally don't sell cases of water, the employees just rung up the case as a single bottle of water, but multiplied it by the number in the case. So it came up to around $42, $43 a case. That's price gouging, people, when the same case online is around $20 to $25, and at any other store around $20 to $25. That's price gouging, okay? They haven't ran out of, we have not run out of water yet in this country. So just because a natural disaster has happened at one part of the country, that doesn't mean the prices should go up. And right now, we are feeling the effects of Hurricane Harvey. I just went to go fill up my tank today, and it was like $2.89 a gallon. Oh, my goodness. Here in Georgia, it was just like $2.20, $2.10 the other day, and now it is a complete $2.89.99. That's $2. 89 cents, and then you do the 99999 thing because it's actually like $2.90 a gallon. But they put the 9 there to make it attractive, I believe. I don't know. I read that somewhere. And if I didn't read it somewhere, I made it up. Oh, kiss my butt. I don't care. I'm so sick and tired of everybody trying to be so politically correct. Like, you know, screw it. What happened in Houston, people have lost their homes, everything they ever had. They've lost their lives, everything they've ever worked for. They've lost it. People have died because of this natural disaster. And trust me, I believe they were prepared. Some people were prepared for it, you know, but they weren't prepared for it to be like this. So for people to blast one man in his church for not having their doors open fast enough as soon as everything started happening is ridiculous. He has to prepare. Like, plenty of people have to prepare. Many of these shelters have to prepare. They're using the Houston, I don't know what the name of their football facility is, but that's become a shelter, hasn't it? I think it has. I think it has become a shelter. One of them, either the basketball arena or the football arena, has become a shelter. But they prepared for that. Before the storm even came, they prepared for that. Joel Osteen probably did not prepare for this to happen before the storm came. So get off of your high horses, people. Stop. Absolutely. Please stop thinking just because someone is a Christian that they're already a bad person. Okay? that they already have evil intentions out for you, that they are made up religion to control mankind. Let's all get our tinfoil hats on and let's all chant kumbaya together. Oh my goodness, man. I just don't understand why people can't just love each other. Why can't we all just get along? And the immortal words of Rodney King, 1986 beating, Rodney King. Not some, you know, theologian or, you know, civil rights activist. No, crackhead Rodney King. Why can't we all just get along? Why? And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. I am Marquis Davis. You have been listening to the Marquis Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
DV Radio. And welcome back to the Marquis Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquis Davis. Yes, I am. And before I go any further, I want you guys to know that Barracks Talk is after this program. Yes, it is. I'll be on there. You also have DV Google, DV6, the head man in charge. You got Boner Wood. And hopefully DV Recoil makes an appearance tonight. But that's what comes on after this show, the Marquis Dirty 30. So now let's hit the nitty gritty and let's talk about my favorite subject.
North Korean government is releasing to the media footage of our nuclear test, as well as footage of our scientists at work. They will use these clips on American news, and we will drive fear into the hearts of the world, showing we are capable of very much.
Fire and fury.
Fire and fury.
What do you get when you cross a disobedient country and a nuclear missile?
I don't know, Kim, what you get?
A South Korean barbecue!
It is a very precise and a complicated plan.
I figure since I talk North Korea almost every week, because they're always doing something stupid and idiotic, that I would make a little, you know, intro for North Korea. They want to feel special anyway. So here you go. You're special here on the Marquis Dirty 30 for being morons and idiots. Send that to your little fat dictator over there, Kim Jong-un, however the hell you say his name. All right, so North Korea shot a missile over Japan. An intermediate range ballistic missile known as the Hwangsung 12, the same type that they threatened to fire at Guam earlier this month. So now we know that it can reach Guam, which is a United States territory. They flew it over Japan. Think about if it had fallen short. We would be at war right now, people, if it had fallen just a little bit short. All right? Because Japan is an ally, a close ally of the United States. My thing is, what I want to know is, where would Russia fall if a war broke out between the United States and North Korea? Because undoubtedly, China would have to side with North Korea because they're their only ally. Even though China is strongly telling North Korea to stop it, you know, they're using their big brother role and saying, North Korea, you stop it right now. As best way they can, but North Korea doesn't listen. North Korea does not listen at all. They will continue and continue and continue. I think I read somewhere that they're going to... that they're planning to do another nuclear test here soon, which I think the rest of the world has been trying to tell North Korea, do not do that. President Trump has come out in strong words. We talked about the fire and fury. The fire and fury. The fire and fury that may happen to North Korea if they decide to actually attack anything that's worth attacking and not just land. I mean, not land, water. Huh. Land and water, so confusing. Science, science, science. Bill Nye, the science guy. You have North Korea blowing up fishes everywhere. They shot over Japan and blew up some more fishes, but they are trying to blow up people. That's their main goal. We will show the rest of the world that we will not be taken as jokes. I can hear that right now being played all over North Korea. This show host, Marky Davis, loves North Korea so much that he is encouraging us to attack things other than sea critters and Aquaman. That's what they do in North Korea, if you didn't know. They use any type of media that we have in America and try to broadcast it on their one channel, I believe they have. And North Korea is just a human rights nightmare. It's just so sad what they do to people over there in North Korea. There's a ban right now. Hopefully, a lot of the Americans who are in North Korea are getting out in time. It's a travel ban in North Korea, and they are pretty much locking it down. They also read a story that they are encouraging their soldiers to steal corn because of the incoming war that is about to happen in North Korea. So they will be stopped up, I guess. I mean, does corn move through? I don't think corn moves. I think corn kind of just stays because it doesn't digest. So they'll be really full off of the undigested corn while they are fighting American troops, South Korean troops. I don't know who Korea is going to war with. I'm kind of lost right now. I'm so confused with North Korea. They are blank, blank crazy. They just bat crap crazy. Bat crap crazy is North Korea. But yeah, people, I mean, it's starting to get a little serious. I know everyone downplays it because of the years, the 50 plus years North Korea has been doing this since Kim Jong-il was in charge. And, you know, his father, Kim something, something of another, was in charge. And now you have Kim Jong-un following in his crazy short father's footsteps. I did a fun fact last week on North Korea. North Korea, Kim Jong-il only played golf one time and he made a hole in one for all 18 rounds, and he's never played again. And then he died. The world's greatest golfer has passed away, Kim Jong-il. So let's all take a moment of silence and celebrate. I'm still celebrating, and he died a long time ago. You know, I mean, not that long ago, but long enough. And I'm still celebrating his death, which I know is sad. You shouldn't celebrate anyone's death except for unless it's a crazy dictator who has an abundance of food and money while his country and his people in his country are poor and have to pray to a picture of him, his grandfather, and his son every day. I hate North Korea. I really do. I hate seeing human rights atrocities just occur and no one doing anything about it. Think about World War II. When we found out about the Jewish internment camps and the concentration camps, we did something about it. We stopped it. We went in there and we stopped it. Right now, no one is stopping the dictators in North Korea from harming their people, from mowing them down with anti-aircraft weaponry. No one is stopping them. That is why I have such a huge issue with North Korea. I'm so done with this stupid country. Okay, so we have went over some of the topics that have happened this week in the news. You have heard my opinions on them. If you like them, email the show at limacharlieradio@gmail.com. I told you once and I'll tell you again, I'm not making a new Gmail account. That was my old show. I'm not making a new Gmail account because I don't want to. You can follow me on Facebook at DVMarquis, DVMARQUIS. Okay, just type it in your search bar. You should see me, and it should come up. You'll see a black guy with a beard, a blue shirt on, a big smile. That's me. That's Marquis right there. I know that guy. Yes, I do. I'm going to add him on Facebook. So please do it. Message me. Send me your thoughts. Send me your ideas. Tell me what you want to talk about, okay? I know some of you guys have done that, but some of your topics are just, how do I say this in a nice way? Stupid. Oh, I said it. Not you, DV Knox. I just didn't want to do another race show. I know DV Knox is listening. I just did not want to do another race show. I'm sorry. I might do it next year. I just don't want to do race again. And you have listened to the Marquis Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquis Davis. And coming up next is Barrack Talk. Didn't we talk about it already yesterday? Barrack's Talk. Thank you for listening and enjoy your night.
Radio.